Newstalk 1620 WTAW on the eve of the opening weekend of Aggie Home Football. Visiting with June Broughton from A&M Transportation Services about some parking reminders, about some alternative transportation reminders for this weekend.
We are excited that we've got so many fans coming to campus. We want to remind everyone, please check our website, transport.tamu.edu. It will give you lots of game day information that's really important regarding traffic, parking, free shuttles, et cetera. Also, I want to remind everyone that after the game, we've got so many fans wanting to exit the campus all at one time. We have a plan in place that we've worked really hard with to coordinate with UPD, TxDOT, and other entities to make sure traffic runs smoothly after the game. But we ask fans that if they can, to please wait 30 to 45 minutes. That will allow the main rush to exit to get past all the critical points, and then traffic does flow a lot smoother after that point. So, again, we ask that everyone be patient and allow us to make sure that everyone enters campus as well as exit in a safe fashion.
I've noticed throughout the course of the summer there's always projects and rebuilding and fixing up parking lots. We don't have any adjustments that we need to tell folks about for Sunday.
No, I think, we've got officers in place. We have transportation services folks, of course, all over campus helping with traffic and parking as well. I want to remind everyone, again, to check our website. It will give you the different locations on campus that we do have public pay parking. And remind everyone as well, if you want to stay out of the traffic, go park at Post Oak Mall and ride the free Get to the Grid shuttles. From there, we get you to campus in about 15 minutes and you can avoid the traffic. Anything that we can do to keep the congestion at a minimum and keep the traffic flowing is always a plus.
Visiting with June Broughton at Texas A&M Transportation Services, those shuttles leave Post Oak Mall 3 hours from kickoff, will continue through the game until 1 hour after the game. So regardless of when you're going to Kyle Field or when you're leaving, there should be a shuttle waiting for you to get to and from Kyle Field from Post Oak Mall. And again, it's free.
Shuttles are a great mode of transportation also for those fans that are not going to the game but just want to be a part of the game day experience. We drop off in front of the quad. So those wanting to watch the Corps of Cadets march in, which of course is an exciting part of game day, can do that and then walk on over to Fan Zone, see the football team, all that pregame activity. There's a lot going on game days, as you know, besides the football game, and we want to encourage those folks from out of town especially to take advantage of the free Get to the Grid shuttles from Post Oak Mall provided by Transportation Services. And enjoy the ride instead of worrying about the traffic.
And on campus, where do you get the bus to go back?
Right where we drop you off, which is in front of the quad.
It doesn't sound like it's very often that you have a football game on Sunday night, then the campus is back at business again the following morning.
That's correct.
So I'm sure that's an unusual situation.
That's correct. It is unusual that we have a Sunday evening football game, and we do have procedures in place to get the campus as clean and orderly as we can Sunday evening after the game. But we do ask fans to help us out any way they can in making sure we can do that. Our students are back in class Monday morning. All our faculty and staff are back in the office, and we need to make sure that we're ready to go.
Again, thanks to June Broughton at A&M Transportation Services for her tips. The two things to remember: on the web, you can check out everything, transport.tamu.edu. And if you don't want to mess with trying to park close to the stadium, you can park at Post Oak Mall near JCPenney, pick up the free shuttle that takes you to in front of the quad and then takes you back to the mall after you're done, whether it's during all the pregame stuff or after the ball game. The shuttle running 3 hours before kickoff, through the game, until 1 hour after the game. This is Newstalk 1620 WTAW.